We as a group have evolved to a point where we certainly survive in the fee-for-service world, but we've put a significant portion of our provider compensation at risk for what we call a QSP, which is quality service and performance. And that this year will be moving toward 20% of their pay will be at risk for initiatives that are in place to drive quality service or performance, all adhering to the value equation.
And those are internal benchmarks?
Correct. Those are internal benchmarks. Mm-hmm.
And can you describe the types of campuses that you provide services for?
Yeah, so we provide services to small, low-volume, be-at-the-ready sites in rural Texas, downwards of 3 visits a day. We also provide services and staffing and oversight to 2 Level 1 trauma centers in North Texas. And we administer a robust emergency medicine residency and fellowship program in Fort Worth. We have a total of about 510 providers and see about 1 million folks a year.
And then we talk about this quality culture. What does that mean?
So it's really cool to talk about, you know, getting better outcomes, but it's really hard to speak to an emergency medicine group about doing something other than seeing patients if they're inundated and you're not fully staffed. It's a big deal here in Texas. We've had a lot of practice opportunities that are less stressful in terms of freestanding EDs and some other venues for emergency docs to work in. And so that, I feel, has made it a little more difficult for the acute care hospitals that provide safety net coverage to a lot of our folks to maintain high quality groups that aren't just worried about staffing and covering shifts, but that can focus on some higher level initiatives that are more outcomes based.